Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday. Angel, we got a list of questions today. How about we just jump into it?
Let's do that. So, Joe, I'm thinking serious about marriage. Can you always tell how someone is going to treat you by the way they treat their family?
It is a road sign. It is. I used to tell our kids, you know, because I had five girls. I said, well, how does he treat his mother? Mm-hmm. How does he talk about his mother? Is it the old lady does this, and I don't like what the old lady mm-hmm. did, or my old man? So if they have problems with authority, they're going to hate marriage. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have a reality of what life is.
Right.
It's about giving your life away, not about living your own life to yourself. And so there was just certain things you could kind of start setting up. Just road signs. You better look for this because this is in them deep. Mm-hmm. They bring it from the childhood. So how do they respond to other people, especially others in authority?
And they're a product of that as
yes.
well. So I think it's a huge red flag.
Yes, it is.
To be honest with you. I used to, when my son was little, I would train him and say, Sumner, when you get older and your wife says, I love you, but your mama makes me mad, what are you going to say? And he says, girl, don't talk about my mama. No, I'm kidding. I did do that. But I you know, that's just a funny thing. But no, I think it's a huge red flag, because if your spouse, let's say your husband, has disdain or disrespect or anger or bitterness towards his mother, the chances are high that is going to point towards you at some point. So I would definitely take that into some
consideration. And we need to flip the coin over. My kids, one of the gentlemen my daughter was in love with, planning to get married. They're out of college. They're adults getting ready to do something. So went down to visit his family, and mm-hmm. Very professional family, very good family. But his goal, they were talking about where they're going to live, and so his goal is to live in a home right next to his mom's home. So where we buy a house, I want to live right next to my mom. Now, he's an adult, former military guy, good guy, very good guy. But he wanted to live right next to his mom. And I told my daughter, I said, sugar, I like him a lot. But that is one huge red flag. Just biblically, a man shall leave his father and mother mm-hmm. and cleave to his spouse. I love my parents. I was good to them until the day they went to heaven. But I didn't live next to them. In fact, we lived several states away. And the best thing ever happened to my marriage mm-hmm. was the year we moved to another state and we weren't within driving distance of our parents. Mm-hmm. Because then we had to grow up ourselves. And it wasn't a bad thing. It was just different. And so, I mean, we come home. I mean, while we were first married, she called my parents' house. I said, where are you at? I said, well, you call here. I'm at my parents' house. Mm-hmm. What are you doing there? I'm eating dinner. What, did you fix dinner for me? No, I know mom always got dinner. I said, and then if I'd borrow a tool, she said, where'd you get that? Went to dad's garage, borrowed it from dad. What did you ask? No, I'm just family. And then when we moved states away, and I realized I don't own a drill or a hammer or a saw. You know, I don't own something, nothing. I wasn't building my life. I'm leaning and living off my parents. Mm-hmm. And that's not an evil thing. It's not a bad thing, right. But it's not a good thing either.
Right.
You're not building your own life. And so you got to learn to do that.
And people can change. I'm not saying this is the death nail to a relationship,
nope.
But they can change. But it's certainly something that I would address for sure. All right, Joe, people say they want the truth, but in my experience, they rarely really want the truth.
That's true.
I realize it is best to always be honest, but what if you know that the real truth is going to hurt the person or harm the relationship? Does God see all fibs the same?
Uh-huh. Sure does. But listen, Bible says truth sets you free. Listen, big family, I've lived a long time. And you catch yourself, well, I like them. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I want to feel good. Eventually, they're going to get the truth. And they're going to mm-hmm. realize, you lied to me. You told me you were helping, but you lied to me. Well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I didn't want to get you scared. I didn't want to ruin our relationship. Mm-hmm. But relationships are based on truth. Mm-hmm. If somebody loves you, listen, Jesus said a friend is somebody that will die for you, not mm-hmm. somebody that will get you killed. If you love me, tell me the truth. And you know, as we get older, everybody learns that. Who's your best friends? People that I know would, if I went through hell, they'd show up my door. They'd be there in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been through tough times where maybe something bad happened. You got laid off, lost a job, had an accident in the hospital, somebody dies. And you knew right then at that moment when hell showed up, you learned who your friends were.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't always people that said the nice things or showed up and had good dinners with, laughed with. Where are the people at when hell showed up in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you really don't know who your friends are until you go through hell.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't. And it's tough. That's a tough lesson to learn. But what you want is to be able to tell the truth. If I like, I'll tell the truth. What if it busts a relationship? Well, then our relationship doesn't have anything to begin with.
Yes, and there is another side to that, though, which is some people are just very harsh on their delivery. I remember years ago.
That's true.
I remember years ago, I got a short haircut. And then after several months, I let it grow out. And this woman stopped me at church and goes, "Man, I'm glad you let your hair grow out. You looked harsh with that short haircut." And I was thinking to myself, have you looked at your hair lately?
Let's just get her on, boy. Let's get her on.
But it was like, whoa, that was perhaps the truth, but the delivery was a little rough. So I sometimes think people that love the truth, sometimes they don't mind just taking, you know, like say you're thirsty. Thirsty? You want a drink of water? Instead of giving you a hose, they shove a fire hose in your mouth and just start, you know, blowing that out. The delivery is important too. You know,
critical.
Yeah. So
smile when you talk to them.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean just because there is a truth, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily appointed to be the Holy Ghost to let them know about it.
Well, what hurts when you have relationships? You think, well, what else have you not told me? If all of a sudden you're telling the truth, down, is there anything else you've not told me? Well, like what? Well, I don't know. You're hiding anything. I'm not hiding anything. If you ask me, though, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you ask me,
that's the key,
tell you the
right
truth.
There. Yes. That's the key. Because sometimes people will just tell you a truth, and you're not asking for it, and you're not even interested in it. And what you get is an offense.
Look. Whoa.
So, if someone asks, I don't think there's anything wrong. But just know, I didn't ask that woman what she thought about my hair. That was probably 15 years ago. And every time I get my hair trimmed a little bit, I'm like, is this going to make me look harsh? So words are powerful. Be careful. Let's see. I have almost been married a couple times, and I'm really bad at getting cold feet. Is that normal? It makes me a little anxious when I hear that people never show their true self until after they get married.
Well, that's a true statement, but not exactly like it said.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never get to know somebody until you say I do.
True.
You will never know them until you get married. Well, I remember when, I said, listen, guys, you can date somebody for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the day you say I do, scales will fall from your eyes and revelation will come from heaven. You'll think, what did I just do? You married into that and every nut in the family tree is going with it. Because it takes time to get to know people. That's mm-hmm. why it was always all the relationships in the Bible were a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you heard from God. What do you know about you? I just know I heard from God. I think we're supposed to get married. I said, Rebecca, what if God picked you out?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about you? I don't know. I didn't see a picture. I don't know who you went to the prom with. I don't know your mom or dad, and I never met them, never will.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know we're supposed to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an oversimplification, but a marriage is something you spend a lifetime building. You can ask 1,000 questions. You won't learn anything until you start doing it together.
Exactly.
Because it's going to be a give and take the rest of your life. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Well, now I know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and marriage is a commitment.
Yes.
It's a choice that you make.
Yes.
It's not an emotion. It can be, yeah. But I mean, if you're getting cold feet, that's more based on an emotion.
Yes.
And not based on a commitment. And so you have to make a decision. Am I willing to commit to give myself to love this person for the rest of my life?
Well, one of the things I used to ask the kids, I had a list of 8 things. What are the top eight things you just have to have in a spouse before you ever meet them? Well, I need to make sure they're born again and they know Jesus. I need to make sure they're going to church on a regular basis, that they pay their tithe, they're committed to God, that they have a good work ethic. And there were certain things. So before you ever meet them, whether you like the way they look or dress or whatever, it's like, what are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for these basic eight characters, which is really, I go back to the thing with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When you know, they're over there in prison after their city's been ransacked, and now they're in Babylon. And so the king, the Bible gives a conversation. The king sent his head servant down to the prison. I'm looking for men that show these eight character traits. I need men that show these characters. So even God used a heathen king. Now, he was a famous heathen king. What are you looking for? I'm looking for men that display this. And even he was looking for character. What are you looking for? It's not the IQ. It's not their looks. Not whether they're handsome. I'm looking for character traits, because it's here today. It'll be here tomorrow and 10 years from now. It's a character trait.
Yeah.
So when you're looking for somebody, we look for. So you keep looking for the perfect person, you'll be breaking up till Jesus comes.
Because the truth is, you're not the perfect person either.
No, you're not. Like kind draws like kind.
Well, and the thing is even if people that live together, until that ring goes on the finger and they make that commitment, it changes.
It does.
And plus, I'm not the same person I was 14 months ago when we got married.
Nope.
And so it's you're trying to get something in a mold that's not going to happen, because people change, they grow. If God is doing his job in someone's life, they're going to grow into, and they're pursuing God, they're going to grow into a different
person.
And
you have to believe that's what marriage is. God, I tell people, marriage came first, church came second. Church came along, put marriage back together.
Yep.
God said it was not good for man to be alone. I will make you a helper. I'll make you a helpmeet. They're going to help you. By doing what? Tell you when you're stupid. Tell you when you do stuff dumb.
Yep.
When you need to brush your teeth. Hey, you're going to wear that shirt? I don't think that shirt looks good on you.
Yes.
And you're going to have people with a different attitude, because I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors, not in one person. So when you get married, you're going to begin to change.
Yep.
And some people will say, well, you're just whipped, man. You just do what they want to do. Well, no, they're my spouse, and I take that very serious, what they suggest, what they say. That's a gift from God. It's not that I know their background. They're never wrong. I see that as a gift from God, and I pay attention to the gift of God.
Yeah, you know, last week we were at a church, and this good-looking young man came over to us and said, you know, I've just recently married in the last several months, but I've listened to you, Joe, since I was in the 10th grade. And he said, and you made me walk into this marriage a better man. And so, honestly, I would take every tool that was available to me. One of them is you can get at our website at JoeMcGeeMinistries.com. You don't find a good marriage, you build one.
Yep.
So, because that will show you what the expectation is, not on what the other person brings to the table. It's what are you going to do.
Come on, that's it.
So, so I would really suggest that.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, how do I teach my kids to not surrender to peer pressure?
Well, I had a great Bible storybook, Eggemeyer's Children's Bible Storybook, still in print today, Warner Press. She reduced all the major stories of the Bible to about a page and a half modern English. And so we're trying to read one of those every day. You know, did you ever have a Bible study? No, but I'm going to take an opportunity to read a story. I didn't need everybody there. Just some, hey, guys, let me read this story real quick. Might be, you know, just grabbing a sandwich at lunch or getting ready to sit down and clean up some house in the evening. And so you'd read. And so what you're trying to do is, there's nothing new under the sun. Everybody's dealt with something. And so you have two powers. You have God Almighty, who loves everybody, sent his son to die for them, raised him from the dead. He's at the right hand of the Father praying for you right now. Then you have the devil. He's an angel that got fired from his job. He's not equal playing with God. He is an angel who got fired. But he's the other side. He's trying to get people into hell. And so you only have two voices, heaven and hell, talking to you. You're in between like an Oreo cookie. Every day choose. I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. God's talking to you through people.
Right.
The devil's talking to you through people. Whatever they are, whoever they are, that's either God or the devil talking to you right now. And do you know the difference? Well, if you don't know any scripture, you don't have a clue what the difference is. Some of them might be smiling at you. Hey, let's go and smoke some dope and steal some stuff from a local 7-Eleven. You think, well, I've not ever done that. That sounds exciting. Or maybe you've heard about, you know, don't steal. You're going to have to pay back seven times, probably spend time in jail. No, I got a full day today. I got other stuff to do. And you have to start putting stories where you realize, well, I've heard about somebody that did that one time. I heard about somebody that lied, a couple who lied and died, and they buried him that day. I don't want to lie. Well, I've heard stories. It's not because I'm a great moral person. I've heard the stories. That's why life and death and the power of the tongue, you got to meditate in that word day and night. So if you share a little story every now and then, they'll realize, can I do this? Well, other people have tried. It had to work out for them.
Every human has to deal with peer pressure at every age level. So it's something that we need to equip our kids to do.
It doesn't end in junior high.
No, but one of the things that you've said, and I heard you say it again the other day, most people say, well, I can't choose my kids' friends, but you say God commands us to. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. There are more scriptures in your Bible on friends and friendship than there are on the subject of heaven and hell combined. God said more about friends. You tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you what you're going to be like 5 years from now. Mm. You will become like who you hang around. And there's so many scriptures about, you know, choose this day. You're supposed to make choices.
Right.
And go from the presence of a foolish man if you don't perceive in him the lips of knowledge. Mm-hmm. How do you know who a good friend is? Well, listen to them talk. That came out of the abundance of the heart. It came out of their mouth. You want to have three bucket loads of what they just said? No. Well, then get away from them. Now, if they're thirsty, give them water. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're in prison, visit them. But don't spend spare time or even eat lunch with them. That's New Testament command. So you got to start setting up. Guys, for the rest of your life till Jesus comes, you have two groups of people making a run at you.
Yeah.
Godly people trying to strike iron, make you better, and hell people trying to take you out.
Yeah.
Make you do something that's dumb. And we've all known great people that have gone stupid.
Yeah.
Presidents, preachers, ministers. What happened? They went stupid. What happened? They made a dumb choice. Did it just make it that day? No, they started making it probably months earlier. I'll back up a little bit here. I can back up a little bit here. I don't have to do that every time. I don't have to. And they think they're immune. And God said, listen, God watches over his word before me. You do something wrong. There are recording angels. I used to tell the kids, trying to mess with them. There are recording angels that record every idle word, every idle deed, and every idle thought. Your life is going to be read back to you one day. Mm-hmm. So why don't you start just doing what's right because it's right to do what's right. And realize you got some people that are trying to help you grow, and then you have people trying to take you out, and they all look good. They smell good. You know, the devil doesn't have horns and a pitchfork. He's the most beautiful creature God ever made. Lucifer's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when he shows up, hey, well, that's a nice person. They said nice things about me. But what did they say? Does it line up with the word of God?
Good.
If not, they're trying to take you south. You don't want to do it.
And again, and I can't say this enough, it's very important that you keep open communication.
Yes.
And be a safe place where they can say honest things to you without you reacting.
You don't hyperventilate or overreact, get loud, like, where did you hear that? Well, that's a dumb thing. Just stay real calm.
Yep, exactly. Well, guys, that wraps it up for today. Thank you again for spending your Mondays with us. We love you very much. Please write us if you have a question at mail@joemcgeeministries.com.
God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.